BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from pro, college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive a 50% off welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your awards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts, was a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio. Folks, back on the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, Atlanta's own, March's own, birthday coming up next week, my Saturday. It's the one and only Amir Durain. Amir, how you doing, my guy?
Man, Boss Man, I'm blessed. I can't complain at all, bro. I'm locked in, preparing, getting ready, man. But man, I'm blessed. That's all I can say.
Man, Amir, I'm gonna go back to 4 years ago, man. You remember this chat we had Tuesday on December in Nashville, the hotel?
I do.
First year, man, like, knowing what you were trying to do, hearing your vision, talk about an hour and a half in the hotel lobby at night, and seeing it come to fruition now, we talked about 4 years ago, man, it's like, it's amazing seeing what you've done, man, because, I mean, I know what it was back then, and now, see what you're doing right now. How far have we both come since that talk in December? I'm 19, bro.
No doubt, man. You know, it's you know, I always try to think, man, of myself, man, I'm a young guy, but man, I got an old soul, man. I'm an old school dude, man. I'm cut from I like to think I'm cut from a different cloth, you know, and what I was raised on, you know, I was raised on hard work. I was raised on perseverance. I was raised on resolve, you know? So, you know, when we sitting in that lobby of that hotel in Nashville and we talking about, you know, like where we were then and what we needed to do to get to where we are today, man, it was just not swaying from that vision, man, not swaying from those beliefs and those principles. And, man, again, I don't do it by myself, man. I've been really fortunate. Like I've said this 100 times, and I want to say it 1,000,000 more times if I can, that I'm blessed to have a great staff, but we have great kids, man, and we've been really intentional about who we put in our environment. And because we were intentional about that, man, we sit where we are today.
And no doubt, and you didn't go the portal route, you know. A lot of people go that route. You stuck to the course. The Overton stuck behind you as well because, you know, if you know this, because they don't give you time to really build a program and build it the right way. And you got a chance to build this the right way, you know, coming from what we talked about at 19 to now. And the guys who you went in with, well, a lot of them, you brought in yourself there with you. Been there for a long time, like Terrell, Youngblood, Jennings, all those guys were being with you and could grow into their roles and grow with you as you become a better coach as you get older. So, man, it's just beautiful to see, man, for what I know, because I know how I used to be. It's so happy to see what it is now, brother. It really is. Right.
Yeah, no, man. Like, you know, Boss Man, I think some jobs, right, I think each job is different in their own, in its own right. And some jobs, you can build it with the portal, right, because you have the resources. You can be particular about who you take, right? But there's a lot of jobs, man, you know, you got to be intentional, right, in building it. And so when I looked at Kennesaw State 4 years ago, man, the biggest thing I thought we had to have was an identity, you know, and that identity, we wanted to do it with Georgia guys, right? We had an identity not only for our team, both on the court and off the court, but we had an identity for what, you know, we thought it could look like from a support standpoint, right? Our first year we got here, man, we had two guys on our roster from the state of Georgia. You know, now I think we got somewhere between 8 or 9 guys on the, on our roster from the state of Georgia. And we've been able to sprinkle in, you know, a guy from Virginia, you know, a guy from, we got Eve's Combo from Leeds, England, right? Like, we've been able to sprinkle in guys here and there, you know, but like the fact that we've been able to do it with Georgia guys, you know, when you saw that environment on Sunday in the convo, man, it was because, yeah, we worked hard, we stayed the course, but people know our guys, people can relate to them, people want to support them. And so, man, you know, I just look back on it and say, you know what, man, you know, it's like Nip said, man, we went through every emotion with it. You know, we didn't quit. You know, that's the only distinguishing factor, you know, is that we didn't quit. We stayed with what our vision was. And, you know, man, God blessed us to get to where we are.
And you know what, Amir, you guys are in that community. You know, seeing, being there on Thursday night and then seeing Sunday, man, the environment in the convo, man, I was happy to see. I remember when there wasn't nobody out there. So it's like, so seeing that environment in the convo, I mean, the band, the music, the spirit squad, man, everybody there, man, having you guys back, and it really helped you win that game, that environment and energy, man. Both of those, because every Queens was a tough game. Lipscomb, a tough game. Darius McGee and Liberty, a tough game. That crowd, man, that convo, record crowd, 3805. Had
yep.
you guys back, give you
the
energy over the top
there. Yeah, nah, man. And, you know, home court advantage is real, especially in March. You know, home court advantage is real. And for us, you know, we're so used to being on the other side of it, right? Our first couple of years here, man, like to get a good crowd to play in front and in that type of environment, you had to go on the road somewhere, right? Well, now to be able to do it in the convo, you know, like what you said, with the band, you know, with our student section, you know, you look behind both of them goals, man, our student section, man, it's elite, man. I put it up there with anybody in the country. I wish we could find a way to get them closer to the floor. But, you know, they did. They made the difference in that Queens game. They made the difference in the Lipscomb game and for sure, you know, in that Liberty game, because to win 3 games in 6 days, you know, like, you're going to be fatigued as a player. But to have people out there pushing you and cheering for you and rooting for you, it gives you that little bit of extra adrenaline, that extra energy you need to finish the job. And, man, you know, that's a testament to our guys, you know, and how they carry themselves on campus, how they carry themselves in the community, that people even from around here, that, you know, whether it's Cherokee County, Cobb County, Canton, Georgia, Woodstock, Kennesaw, Acworth, you know, Marietta, people came and supported these guys. And it's a cool thing to see.
No doubt, man. And talk about this, Amir. No, you guys, as sad to say, you lost on single day to Queens, but they were able to come back, get your mindset right again for that tournament, man. So it's about getting you guys to lock in after that tough loss, win those last 2 games, then lock in to play Queens again. Another tough game in the convo, and then be on that road right there, brother.
Man, yeah, that's a great question. And I wouldn't say it was a turning point in our season, but it definitely was a memorable part in our season because, you know, we had pretty good success up to that point. You know, if we win that game, you know, if we win that game against Queens that day, I think all we had to do was go on the road and get 1 or 2, right? Well, we lose that game, right? And we didn't – like, Queens did a really good job against us that night, right? They played hard. But, like, we had some stuff that, you know, we were really uncharacteristic about. And one of my favorite books, man, I've ever read is The Energy Bus by John Gordon. And there's a point in the energy bus where Joy, the bus driver, is asking the passengers, that, you know, what is this challenge preparing us for? What is this challenge teaching us? And, man, like, on that Sunday after we lost to Queens, I posed those 2 questions to those guys. Like, what is it, you know, what is this challenge teaching us? It's teaching us that, man, our approach to each day has to be on point. What is this challenge preparing us for? Hey, fellas, if we want to win the league, we're going to have to go win 2 games on the road, right? If we want to win the tournament, we're going to have to win 3 games in 6 days. So our mental toughness, our ability to fight through fatigue mentally had to be better. And I thought that's what that losing that Queens game, that's what it provided us. It gave us a chance to get recentered and get refocused on the things that really mattered.
And Amir, your defense, man, I love how you all attack the 3-point line, brother. I love that because, you know, you're not, we didn't give you open threes. You can drive. We're going to we all get in our rotations, attack you, active hands always. Your guys are long and active. Terrell getting steals. You know, I mean, your defense, I love it, man. I love watching that. I wish more guys played like you, the defense. They will attack that three-point line. And it helped hold Darius McGee, a heck of a player, to 14 points that's in that game on his Liberty on Sunday, brother.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you this, man, pound for pound, man, Darius McGee is probably the best dude I've ever coached against. And I've coached against some good ones. You know, I remember playing against Tyler Euless when I was an assistant at A&M, man. He was defensive player of the year and player of the year in the SEC one year. And, I mean, he had Jamal Murray on his team, I think, that year. You know, but like pound for pound, Darius McGee, I put him up there with the best of them. But, you know, boss man, like our defense improved because when, you know, going back to last year, man, we were looking at everything and our offensive numbers were good. You know, so on and so forth. And we were like, man, we got to put more of an emphasis on defense, right? We got good players now. They understand how we play. They know what we want to do offensively. But we thought to make the next step, to take the next step as a team, we needed to be better defensively. And for a team that, you know, hadn't been pushed to defend the way we asked them to defend this year, I thought their response and buy-in to that, man, was big time. You know, and again, yeah, Darius missed some shots he normally makes. So we were fortunate on Sunday now, right? But I think a lot of that had, I think some of that had to do with, you know, Case and Jennings. I think some of it had to do with Spencer Rogers. But I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that we defended Liberty as a team. Like, it wasn't just about Darius McGee. We defended them as a team. And, you know, man, that's where we hang our hat. And that ultimately, like, that's where we won the game, you know? So, because to hold a team like that to 66 points, and a player like that to the numbers he had, man, you got to have good team defense.
And Amir, I feel like this too, brother. Like, you all won so many close games this year, man. I told you, we said this before off the air before, you can't practice that in practice. That's a game scenario, learning how to win close games. And the fact that you all did it all year long, and that, hey, it wasn't new to them. It was like, okay, we close game, make a stop, get a rebound. And free throws, I know it's been a tough thing for you all this year, but when it counted, you made them, which is very key as well. So all that clutch just came up right when it needed to win, right on time for you guys, man.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, winning those close games, you know, it dates back to, you know, this core group, you know, was our second year, the COVID year, right? Like, I guess it was 2020-21 season. And, I mean, we lost a lot of close games that year, right? Last year, you saw us. You know, we won some close ones, but we also lost some close ones. You know, we were able to win those close games this year, you know, one, because we had been through that before, you know, but it was more about these guys and their connection and their buy-in and their belief in one another. You know, they weren't going to let each other down. They weren't going to let the next guy, you know, they weren't going to not have the next guy's back, right, if he made a mistake or whatever it is. And so when you got connection like that, when you got buy-in like that, and it's a player-driven program like we had this year, man, you can do some special things and you can win some close games. Some people may call it luck. We call it preparation and belief. You know, that's what it was for us.
And Amir, you know this way as I do. A lot of these games are possession games. So fans can understand is the little things that the fan that you and I know about, those intangibles matter. Like a stunt or a hedge or a free throw blockout, a rebound, football, a loose ball. All them little things add up to wins and losses. But fans don't quite see it the way you and I see it, but fans will say little things determine wins and losses in those games.
Yeah, no question. I mean, the intangibles, man. You know, like my favorite part of the game the other day, most people would probably say for them it was winning, right? But it was two points in the game where I was like, okay, we're gonna be fine. The first one was when, you know, Terrell had went to the basket a couple times, got hit. They didn't call a foul on him, and Terrell's going to the official at like a dead ball or something, like, you know, voicing to the official, you know, hey man, that's a foul. And I think it was Brandon Stroud or Chris, one of them, I can't remember who it was. They grabbed him and they said, hey man, get focused. Don't worry about them, right? I said, oh, okay. And then there was another point in the time where it was a loose ball on the ground and we had four out of our five players on the ground for that loose ball. I said, okay, we're gonna be fine. Literally, like, I'm like, man, we're gonna be fine. And so again, you know, the small things, you know, it, like, this goes back to 4 years ago. Man, in order to win big, you got to have small wins. Small wins can come in a lot of different ways. You know, I say it all the time. The reason why where we are today is because our habits off the court match our habits on the court, man. You know, when we got here, boss man, our team GPA was a 2.2, I think it was 2.2, 2.3, something like that. We've averaged a 3.0 team GPA since we've been here. That's a win. That's a small win, right? You know, being more active on campus in the community, small win, right? Like now those small wins add up to a big win. Loose ball, that's a small win, but it adds up to the big win, right? Holding each other accountable and allowing ourselves to be held accountable. A small win adds up to a big win. So, man, it's been, you know, it takes time. Like we said, to start this thing, it takes time. And I've been fortunate that I had an administration that, you know, gave us time.
No doubt, man. And I'm happy for Terrell because I remember seeing him at that game at Belmont, man, how far his young brother's come. Chairman MVP of the A-Sun, man. That's got to be like almost a son to you or a brother to you now. How close he's been with you. Got the chairman MVP there for you guys.
Yeah, man, you know, Terrell, I'd say brother, man, because he got great family, man. His mom and his dad, brothers and sister, grandparents, man, they traveled almost every road game we have. Man, I don't think they missed one this year. I mean, we went all the way out to San Diego State, and I think they were at San Diego State. I know they drove up to Indiana. And so, man, to see where Terrell has come from to where he is today, and not only that, the belief in that his teammates have in him has allowed his leadership to grow in ways I don't even think Terrell realized he can grow, you know? And so you talk about the smallest dude on the court most nights, biggest heart of anybody we played all year, man. You can't beat that dude, man. Can't beat him.
I love his passion, Amir. I watched him on his lip school, man, his passion. He gets going. I love that. It was like, yeah, he locked in. I mean, I was like, this dude is going to say, we're not going to lose tonight. No. I love this. Watch him up close, bro, like, yeah. This dude is really the dude right now. I love it.
And man, I'm just telling you, he wasn't always like that, man. Like he was like really reserved, man. You heard me say before how he wouldn't talk, but it wasn't that. He just wouldn't, like, you know, he didn't always want to show emotion. You know, it was uncomfortable for him, you know? And I, like, you know, we preached to him, all these guys, a million times. Hey man, like growth is where it's uncomfortable, you know, but also success is where it's uncomfortable. You know, success is going to find you where you're uncomfortable and getting better. And so, man, he means so much to our team because not only his ability to score the ball and pass the ball, but his, like, when he is locked in and competing, like, man, them dudes, they play for him. They don't want to let him down. You know, like I asked him one time, man, in Savannah, between our North Florida and Queens game on the road, I said, hey, man, how many of y'all dudes play for him? Every hand in the room went up. I told Real, it ain't never a day you cannot lead then. If you know everybody in here play for you, every day you gotta lead. And he is who he is because he's accepted that responsibility and know how much his teammates count on.
No doubt. I'm gonna ask you about also Chris Youngblood and Stroud, man. Them dudes as well, man. I really enjoy both of their games, man. They fit off Terrell very, very well. They fit their roles very, very well for your team. I just love what those guys bring to your roster as well, brother.
Yeah, man, I tell people that know me, man, I say it all the time, man. Coach Royal Maxwell down there at East Coweta, man, I love that dude forever, man. Not just because he, you know, he gave us two really good players, but, man, not only did he give us two good players, man, he gave us two good players that have been coached at a high level, man, right? And when you got guys that have been coached in high school, they're easier, you know, I shouldn't say easier to coach, but they accept coaching easier in college. Right. And so, you know, Royal Maxwell at East Coweta, Brandon Stroud's dad, Derek, who coached those guys with the Georgia Knights, man, they coached these dudes. And I mean, they held them accountable. And so when these dudes come in, these are two guys that I think have started probably 85 to 90% of their games, you know, in college since they were freshmen. And so what they provide, what they bring, is not just, you know, it's not just Chris's ability to score, Brandon's ability to score and defend. Man, they bring a swagger, man, that our program didn't have. They brought a toughness, a competitiveness that our program didn't have, right? But again, I will go back to this. Man, them dudes were coached, and they accepted being coached, and you can't beat it.
You're right about that. That's the key, too. Willing to be coached. I mean, that's the name of the game right now in college basketball. Are the guys' egos too much, or they willing to actually be coached and get better, accept the process day by day by day? And then your guys are doing that to the highest order, and it's paid off with 26 wins this year.
Thank you, man.
And doing big things over there, brother.
Yep. Yeah, and that's all those guys, man. You know, again, you know, we told the guys last summer, hey, it ain't going to be about talent no more. It ain't going to be about ability. We have all those things. It's going to be about connection. And one of the things we did last summer, Boss Man, I read the 5 dysfunctions of a team on my own. But then at the end of it, there's this survey, right, that you can give your team, you know, whether it's a company or a basketball team, whatever it is. But before I gave them the survey, Boss Man, I asked them, I said, guys, do we have an absence of trust on our team? No, we trust each other. We trust each other. Okay. Do we have a fear of conflict? No. You know, is there an avoidance of accountability? Is there inattention to results? So on and so forth. And to a man, all of them, no, right? That's in front of the group. Well, when you give them this individual sheet of paper, all right, and now they can actually write down there and they know, ain't nobody going to know what they say. Man, they gave us them surveys back, man. We had all kind of dysfunction, right? And so it, like that marked or that sparked the conversation of, it's not going to be about ability. It's not going to be about talent. It's going to be about our connection. It's going to be about, are y'all intentional about your relationships with each other? Will you hold each other accountable? Will you allow yourselves to be held accountable? Will there be a fear of conflict? Because in anything you're trying to do and do special, man, like, it's like with the staff, for example, like, man, there's times we disagree, right? On whether it's philosophy, a play, a defensive coverage, whatever it may be, we disagree. I encourage that disagreement, right? Because in that disagreement, we can find a common ground. I don't have all the answers, right? I don't, right? I know I've done it this way for, a number of years, but Ben Fletcher has been a part of winning at Troy. William Small has been a part of winning everywhere he's went. Same with Pershing Williams, Griffin McComb. Guys, tell me what y'all think, right? So we can get to a common ground. But the best thing I love about this staff is when we walk out this door onto that court to present whatever we're presenting to those guys, we're one. And that has allowed us to have the success we've had because those guys know, like, I can't go over here and talk to him and he's just going to agree with me. No, they going to be preaching what our message is. And it's been the biggest thing we have.
Now, Amir, you all got a watch party on Sunday. Tell us about that watch party, man, the convo and how people can come out there and get tickets to come celebrate with you all on Sunday. I'll be there too, by the way. Yep. But tell people what they can do for you guys.
That's a big tempo, man. I'm glad you're going to be here. No, so 5 o'clock on Sunday, doors will open. The selection show, I believe, starts at 6 o'clock. But 5 o'clock on Sunday at the convo, 590 Cobb Avenue, Kennesaw, Georgia, 30144. I know our address. I'm where my feet are now. All right. It'll be open to fans. It'll be open to the community, man. We'd love you guys to come out and support the guys. And really, again, you know, us going to the tournament for the first time, you know, it's not just about me. It's not just about the team, man. This is about our community. You know, I said this our first time we ever talked, Boss Man. I said, man, look, we want to be Kennesaw's team. We want to be Cobb County, Cherokee County, you know, we want to be their team. We don't want them to have to drive 30 minutes south, right, to get a good brand of basketball, to get an entertaining sports environment, like, which right here. So they've been a part of us building this. You said it, 3805 on Sunday. It's been the largest crowd in Convocation Center history, right? Man, we're not here without the community. It's the best thing ever. So 5 o'clock, those doors are open. 6 o'clock, that selection show will come on, and at some point, our name will be called, and we want people to enjoy that moment with us.
No doubt, my brother. I'll be at the Hawks on play on Sunday, so I'll be there in my gear cheering you on, my guy. So, you know, I love seeing what happened because I told you this in the early interview, man. I know what it used to be. So, see you.
Yes,
sir. Through all this, I'm happy for you as a friend and as a man to see what you did, man. I'm so happy for you, brother.
You're a real day one, Boss Man. As people talk about day one, it's very few people that was in this thing day one and covering us throughout it consistently. And you've been one of those guys, man. I appreciate you for that, man. I salute you for that. That's real, man.
Anytime, my brother. Amir, I'll see you Sunday, my guy. Best love to you, brother.
My dog, I'll holler at you, man.
BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from pro, college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable, BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive a 50% off welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, to receive your awards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts, was a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.